Conservation groups filed a petition with the federal government yesterday to protect the Alexander Archipelago wolf under the Endangered Species Act. The groups contend that logging and road building on the Tongass National Forest have put the wolves in jeopardy. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has this report.
The Center for Biological Diversity and Greenpeace filed the 103-page petition with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on Wednesday. Rebecca Noblin is the Alaska director for the Center for Biological Diversity.
The more old-growth forest in the Tongass that we log, the harder it is for deer to get by, which means it's harder for wolves to get by.
Noblin says the roads constructed to support the logging industry are also having a negative effect on wolf populations.
Study after study has shown that the more roads there are, the harder it is for wolves to survive. You have higher rates of hunting and trapping, both legal and illegal. And so we're already seeing unsustainable levels of hunting and trapping on some of the islands in the southeast.
Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says logging has not contributed to a decline in the wolf population.
In the last 50 years, we've logged 4% of the timberlands in southeast Alaska, and yet environmental groups keep attacking our timber supply, saying we're causing all this harm. Fish populations are much, much higher than they were when we started logging. The deer populations are higher. All the wildlife populations are higher, and yet they don't want to seem to pay any attention to common sense and what's out there. Instead, they refer to these obscure hypotheses that the biologists cook up from time to time.
Graham says an endangered species listing would likely further erode efforts to rebuild the region's shrinking timber industry. Noblin says the conservation groups were unable to provide in their petition specific findings about wolf numbers in Southeast, in large part due to a lack of research on this issue.
There aren't great numbers on wolf populations in the Southeast. We have population numbers from the 90s, but there hasn't been any real effort to get population numbers now. Sort of circumstantial evidence indicates that wolves on Prince of Wales Island have gone down from perhaps around 300 in the 90s to maybe around 150 now. But there hasn't been a real effort to get actual population counts in recent years. So the declines we're seeing tend to be just based on seeing less evidence of wolves where we would expect to see evidence of wolves.
Dave Person is a research biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game. He conducted some of the first successful wolf population research on Prince of Wales Island. He says the wolf population throughout the region is doing quite well, but that's not the case on Prince of Wales.
That population back in the mid-90s when I first started work, or actually early 90s, was very, very healthy and certainly was a relatively high population density compared to the rest of the state. That's not the case now. We don't know what the population level is on the island. We don't have any quantitative numbers that would give us some idea what those population levels are. But we do know that the activity and presence of wolves over there, the amount of activity and the amount of sign, for example, things like feces, scats, and tracks, and is way down.
In 1993, the Biodiversity Legal Foundation and an independent biologist from Haines filed a petition requesting that wolves in Southeast be listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The act is designed to recover a species at risk of extinction. Fish and Wildlife found the listing wasn't warranted at the time, but said it was clear that without significant changes to the Tongass Land Management Plan, the, quote, long-term viability of the Alexander Archipelago wolf is seriously impaired. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.